two ways to identify the best cities for wholesale real estate. Two ways to identify the best cities to operate your wholesale. This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about two ways to identify the best cities for wholesale real estate. Two ways to identify the best cities to operate your wholesale real estate investing business. Okay, you can understand why a new wholesale person will be asking this question. You know, obviously, you want to make sure that you if you understand that this is digital age, you can basically invest in any city you choose. You can enter any city and you can start doing some deals. Some people will say, hey, stay in your backyard. You know, that's, you know, you can argue that maybe that's good or not, that you can argue that, but no one is really backing up anything with data. The only thing I can tell you is that the people that are guaranteed to win in this game of wholesale real estate investing are marketers. What is wholesale real estate? Okay, it's the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties, locking them under contract, and selling the contract for a fee, a lucrative fee, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, typically around 5 to 20% of whatever the property is worth after repair. How are we able to make all this money? Because there are people out there that own properties that they don't want. Some of them, it could be straight up simply they retire, they don't want to deal with putting the house together, repairing it, staging it, dealing with the realtor, commissions, all that stuff. They don't care, they just want a little bit of something to get out. And if you find deals like that all day long, you can lock it under contract and take that contract and sell that contract. We call it assign the contract, and you make it something we call assignment fees. There are multiple ways to do assignment, you know, but we're not going to talk about that. That's beyond the scope of this video. I do have other videos about that. You can simply Google Ola Talks Abitogun assignment and you will see all those other videos, and I do encourage you to go watch those videos. Okay, so it makes sense as it reserve your resources, your time, money, energy for marketing and prospecting in the right cities with the closest to guarantee as possible for success. So I've decided to share two quick ways to identify the best cities for you to start operating your real estate wholesaling and investing business, your hunting operation basically, if you will. So number one, ask your local real estate investors association. You should be networking anyway, okay? That's something I need to do a better job at. I'm great at marketing, I suck at networking. Okay, I can network, you know, but getting my, I don't have to get off this place and go do stuff, so I don't. But I think it would benefit me more, because relationships is everything. I'm building relationships with you as we're watching this video, but I think we take it to another level entirely when we meet in person, you know. So because of that, we're actually going to be doing an event at some point here where you can come out, meet us, meet other people in the community as well. So the first step, ask your local REA, your local real estate investors association. This still works, okay? It's something that we started with back in 2005. It still works. Reach out to them and say, hey, what cities? You're going to find the cash buyers in the room. It's usually a few of them, and they'll tell you what cities they like to invest in. It's a great way to see, okay, maybe I should focus on that city. It's the investor that's going to be picking up the property from you. They're going to be the assignee of your contract. If they say, these are the cities that I want, guess where you should be? In those cities, right? It just makes sense to be in those cities, okay? So, by the way, means you would hang out at those REA anyway. You'll be networking at those REA anyways, right? So why not just ask that information? Talk more about why they choose those cities. You need to understand why they choose those cities. You will see some of them, I'll say, they will tell you just five cities. Some of them will tell you just seven cities. Now, you want to be careful with something. You don't want to become a cash buyer employee, like my friends at Wholesale Inc. will say. You don't want to be a cash buyer employee. You're not an employee. You're a business owner in your own right. And basically, you're just doing a market research. But don't just get stuck on what one person tells you, okay? Do a few, collect a few data, because the more samples you collect, the closer to true your your hypothesis or theory is, right? So ask a few people, okay, and see what they say, and then, you know, pick some cities to go after. In my opinion, personally, I would say we need to do number two. Let's go to number two, not the, that type of number two, but number two as in data collection and analysis, okay? So there are platforms where you can go, literally, you go there and you download the cities where the most cash transactions are happening. Download that across the nation. If you want to win in this game, treat this game like a professional marketing game, okay? This is a marketing endeavor, okay? So that means data collection, which is the third or fourth chapter in this book. I think it's the third. Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. Yeah, it's the third, chapter three, right? You need to basically pick this up, okay? And you can get this for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com, right? But data collection is the best place to be. You collect the data of where the biggest transactions are going on in the area. So here it says the second way is to collect data of all cash transactions of at least past 1 year. You can go further into the past if you want. Analyze the data, okay, by counting the transactions in each city, okay, all over the nation, okay. The city with the highest cash transactions, okay, indicates that investors love the idea of investing their money there. Obviously, right? The city with the highest contractions, you know, it just means you have volume. You have options as well in terms of who do you want to deal with. You want to deal with cash buyer investors where there are only two of them, or you want to deal with cash buyer investors where there are about 20 of them competing to get your contract, okay? Obviously, you want to be in the latter, not the former, okay? You want to be in a place where you have options. You always want to have options in this game. You always want to make sure you're positioned in a place where you have options, because that gives you power, that gives you confidence, that drives everything else, right? So, but if you put yourself in a place where your own city, there's only one guy that's buying everything, he doesn't need you. Just think about it, right? He doesn't need you. He can do his own marketing. He has about 50 other wholesalers trying to sell him their own properties. He doesn't need you. You want to flip that on the head, right? You want to be on the other side of that. You want to be the person who you don't need them. You have options, all right? You have other cash buyers in there. So the city with the highest number of cash transactions, you need to extract that out. So you go to listsource.com, myreipro.com, download all the buyers, okay? And then figure out what city has the most. You can do it manually, or you can use, there's a formula inside of Excel that you can put that together, and you can use a formula called the count formula if you're technically inclined. It will tell you how many cities have what zip codes. There's a few other formulas you can use to analyze that data. It will tell you what city has the biggest, you know, and then you focus on those cities, all right? So that's the second way. That's my favorite way of doing it, because I'm you know, I'd rather use the numbers, you know, because it tells the truth. So one person at the Real Estate Investor Association, which, while that is a good way to start, that one person does not. Sometimes they're even stuck in their own ways. Sometimes they're going by data from 15 years ago, because the same guy that's been investing in the same city for the past 15 years, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know the economy of the city. He doesn't know if people are moving out or moving in. But when you focus on data collection and you understand how that works, you can see the trends in your face. You can see the real numbers, because you're looking at only last 1 year of data anyway. You're starting with that, okay? And that will tell you where you need to put all your energy. So two ways: ask local investors at your REA. Second way, data collection, which is a skill set that I teach heavily. It's very simple. Trust me, it's not as technical as it sounds. It's just another knowledge that you acquire, and then you'll be ahead of the curve. You'll be ahead of everybody else. And you can get that here. I talk about that more in the both books. This is my newest book, Real Estate Money Secret. You get that for free as well at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. All right. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. Make sure you go get the book, and I'll see you on the next one, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Please make sure you like, subscribe, channel, all those nice things. Do it to this channel if you really enjoy the channel. We're committed to continue to bring you more and more content, answering more of your questions, and then helping you get to making your life in this journey a lot more easier. Okay? Hopefully, you've been enlightened, educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.